From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit outside Paris. World leaders are trying to agree on measures they say will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
Mr. Obama may find it hard even at home. The Republican-led U.S. House has passed two measures blocking the mandatory sharp cuts in greenhouse gas emissions suggested by the president. The Senate already passed similar measures. Mr. Obama is certain to veto them. Teams of U.S. special operators could be in place within weeks, aiming to strike out against the Islamic State group. The Specialized Expeditionary Target Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel and could be in place in Iraq within weeks. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter talked about it to the House Armed Services Committee.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Ash Carter, this is VOA News. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. The top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia, while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has condemned the repeated barrel bombing of a hospital in a rebel-held part of the Syrian province of Homs. The organization said the bombings have killed 7 people and wounded 47. The Turkish president has challenged his Russian counterpart to prove allegations that Turkey is facilitating oil smuggling by the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara has angrily rejected Russian President Vladimir Putin's accusation that Turkey shot down a Russian bomber to protect its oil trade with the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would resign if Putin could substantiate the charge. Given that many of the allegations involve his son, Bilal, Erdogan has strenuously denied those allegations, and so far, President Putin has offered no evidence to support his claim. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Resolute Support mission in the region.
We agreed to sustain the presence of our Resolute Support mission, including in the regions of Afghanistan, during 2016.
Stoltenberg announced the pledge after alliance foreign ministers endorsed the decision. Nusra Front fighters released a group of 16 Lebanese soldiers Tuesday as part of an exchange brokered by Qatar. The soldiers were captured during an attack on a Lebanese town near the Syrian border. Tuesday's exchange included Lebanon freeing a number of prisoners. Nusra also returned the body of one soldier it had killed. NATO foreign ministers are looking at ways to beef up security along Turkey's border. Officials at a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels said Tuesday those additional measures could include more ships in the Mediterranean, more alliance planes at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, and a bolstered missile defense system. An explosion near a commuter rail station in Istanbul, Turkey, Tuesday wounded at least 5 people and brought the transportation system to a halt. A local official in Istanbul said the explosion near the city's Bayrampaşa station was caused by a pipe bomb. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.